need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, witches and bitches, tramps and vamps, cougars and cubs, wankers and kinksters, all you children of sex, and yes indeed, we are all children of sex. And I'm not just talking about vibrations, because we may or may not be children of God or Jesus or Allah or Buddha, but we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I want to welcome you to Kink Month 3 in Boonobooville.
Woo! Woo!
Boo! And it's a kind of an intimate show tonight. Yes, indeed, here in the womb room. But we are getting in the mood to fly through the skies on our vibrating brooms. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, you know. Our magic dildonic vibrating brooms, yes. Come on, Japan. This is the prototype. Get me a factory. Or maybe that's China. Ah, there you go. Does that mean magic dildonic vibrating broom? I'm not sure, but
it says please and thank you.
Ah, this is for the Harry Potter pervert in your life. It is Halloween, and you know, things are getting colder and darker and maybe scarier. That's right, very much scarier. And there's a certain alchemy to scary sex, actually. It's kind of exciting, right? That is, it's exciting if it's not too scary, you know. A little bit of fear is like spicing your enchilada, but too much spoils the meat. And I think you know whose meat I'm talking about right now. Well, maybe you don't, actually, because there are so many meat monsters out there. And actually, that's too good a term for them. There's like, well, okay, last week was Harvey Weinstein week. I mean, it's still Harvey Weinstein year, I guess, and he's been kicked out of the Academy, and he should be. He's a predator, and you know, scary sex is great when it's consensual, fantasy role play, you know, when you work it out, when it's just a little bit, but when it's non-consensual reality, yuck. I mean, it's gross, it's disturbing, traumatic, and sometimes it can kill you, you know, hurt you in many ways. So, yeah, Harvey Weinstein. And now, of course, we hear that Bill O'Reilly was actually given a new contract right after he just paid out, you know, a settlement to this hot lawyer that was on his show for 15 years. I guess he harassed her. I don't know. But the point is, Fox renewed his contract until they heard that the feds were going to be investigating. And I think it's the feds. And then they went, okay. Well, then, of course, they're going to find out about O'Reilly because of Roger Ailes. So we're going to have to fire him, which they did. But they weren't going to at first. No, they were going to keep their harasser right there. So, you know, I know people say a lot of lousy things about Hollywood and the casting couch and how awful it is, and especially right now in this scary sex month. And Harvey Weinstein is very scary, but so is Bill O'Reilly. And what's really scary is that Fox wasn't going to let him go. They weren't going to do that. They were going to keep this guy on. And in fact, they just had him on Hannity's show last week as a guest. They're like reeling him back in, you know. And I mean, Hollywood has its faults, but at least they've taken a stand, you know, a lot of the people, I guess. I mean, for sure, you know. And not so with the right, the alt-right, the real old boys network. I mean, it's all an old boys network, but there's some old boys that are a lot more nefarious, like maybe the KKK. Talking about you. Yes. Oh. He's still wearing his Puerto Rico shirt. Air Drumpf. And he's got his, you know, sometimes for Halloween, when you put on a costume, it reveals who you really are. That which conceals also reveals. And this kind of headband set of horns here is, I guess, concealing his bad hair. But it is revealing his, I don't know, devil is too good a word for him, right? I love the number 666. But this guy, cruel. I mean, this week, okay, tells this woman whose son was just killed by his stupid war, he knew what he was signing up for. That is worse. The devil wouldn't even say that. This is what a pussy grabber says. And you know what? Let me just say, these other pussy grabbers, they're really nasty. So the pussies are scratching back, fighting back now, talking about it, suing ya, jumping on ya. Yeah. But Trump not only grabs your pussy, he grabs your pussy's rights to decent health care, to contraception, to you know, the right to be not harassed. So it's like extra harassment that goes on a legal level. And so this pussy grabs back. And it looks like we're going to have to grab Pence, too. That's why Clemmie made new buttons that put Pence on there, too. We've got to remove them both because, listen, you know, Pence is a pussy grabber, too. And, yes, he's this puritanical guy who won't even have dinner or a private meeting with a person who has a pussy between her legs, because that's part of his deal with his wife. And I mean, I'm not disrespecting that, actually. If you want to do that, wear a burqa, you know, whatever. But the point about Pence is that he grabs women's rights. He grabs the pussy's rights and throws them away. Maybe worse than Trump, because people think Pence is okay. Trump is obviously a lunatic and has a tiny dick, right? That's what he has. And he also has a dick pacifier, because our Trump, we can't risk. He says such awful things, and we try to spend our show saying nice, inspiring, funny things, and his stuff is awful. So we keep him under gag order with a penis pacifier. And there he is. So, by the way, back to the Hollywood sexual harassment, I just want to say, yeah, the casting couch is bad, but it isn't actually the worst statistically. You know what industry is the worst in terms of sexual harassment? Can anybody guess? I'll introduce my guests very briefly before we really introduce you grandly. This is Cougar Sally Mullins. Woohoo! And Gypsy Bonobo, my beautiful assistant. Does anyone know what is the most harassed industry? Take a guess.
Can I ask questions?
No.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Just shout out an industry.
Sexual harassment, females, teachers.
That's an interesting concept.
Nurses.
Harassed by their students. Especially
know.
If they're cougars.
Right?
Oh, my God. No.
Restaurant.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
She won. I was thinking.
Restaurants. All right. Come right up here, young lady. You have won the question contest. This is Sally Mullins, winner of the question contest. And that is true. Restaurants have the most sexual harassment, and the restaurant that has the most is McDonald's.
Oh, I believe it. Like, from customers coming in and going, you know, like, I've got a Big Mac for you. And
yeah.
It's not cool.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the customer is always right, says, I mean, I think the harassment goes in many different ways. And hotel industry is up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
Room service.
Can I harass you?
Please do.
Okay. If it's consensual, it's okay. So Sally is a cougar, right? You have a show on Dromebox. Mm-hmm. It's called Hello Cougar. So how much more cougar could you be?
I'm owning it.
Right.
Not fighting it.
That's right. You even got perverts splashed across your boobs.
In case anyone, you know, thinks I'm
talk
not
right
proud
into
of it.
The phone.
Thanks,
I mean, not the phone.
I'm a
but
shy pervert.
This is a microphone.
The microphone.
Just imagine it's a Cubs.
A Cubs cock.
Cock.
BBC.
Yeah.
Or a Big Mac. Uh-huh.
Big Mac. The McRib is back.
Hi, Captain Max.
Hello.
Isn't Sally cute?
She's Thank very
you.
Cute, yes.
Oh, but Captain Max is yes. cool, yeah.
You want to come up and watch me take a shower?
I'd love to. I mean,
if it's consensual.
Yeah. I've had, you know, sexual harassment in a lot of situations.
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah.
As a stand-up comedian?
Yes, as a stand-up comedian, definitely.
Yeah.
Usually more from, like, maybe another male comic on the road who's like, I'll take you on the road with me and you don't want to go, you know? You don't want to go. Like, you want to do comedy, but you'd rather do an open mic.
And he's like, he's got a bigger audience.
Yeah.
The power differential is always kind of essential to the harassment being effective.
Yeah.
So you feel like he can ruin your career or something like that.
Not so much that. More like he could hook you up or he could not hook you up.
Okay. Yeah. He could hook you up if you're not.
If you hook him up. Yeah.
Right. So you sort of Yeah. So what'd you do? How did it happen? Can you tell the story?
Do you want me to hold your
wine?
Oh, sure. Okay. Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah. I've been on the road with, like, male comedians, and they sort of go, hey, I'll talk to my agent, and you can feature for me. Like, they're the headliner, I'm the host, or I'm the feature, I'm the middle, you know. You can come on the road and feature for me. But, you know, like, you're going to have to be having sex with that person every single night, you know. And I'm like, I'm too much of a good comedian. Like, every night? Like, what if you have a bad set? Do you then want to, like, have sex with someone you're not attracted to after bombing?
Ugh. Well, I guess you can always back out, not
sorry,
go.
I'm
yeah, no, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but that's the end of your career.
Well, I'm like, a deal is a deal. Yeah, exactly. But a deal is a deal. But I never... the gigs were always so crappy, you know. It was always like a $100 a night gig tour of casinos in Northern California. Mm. I'm like, this is not worth it. I can stay in the valley.
Well, let me ask you something. You're a cougar. Mm-hmm. This is how you identify.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should explain what a cougar is and why a cougar might be sort of counterintuitively subject to a certain kind of harassment. Because a cougar is a woman, an experienced woman, tends to be over 35.
Yeah, over 35.
And is interested in or involved with younger men who are called cubs.
Yeah, pursuing
right.
younger men.
Whether you're pursuing or you're the one that he pursued, it's
sure.
either way.
You're
you know,
interested.
I think that that's a cougar. But I think, you know, when people say that word cougar, maybe some guys... they think, oh, she's a cougar.
That
she's got to like
slut.
Me because I'm 26, you know?
Well, what I find a lot is that older guys just think cougar means slut,
oh.
you know? And they're not paying attention to what makes a cougar.
So these are older guys. That
yeah.
Are,
yeah. Like a comedian on the road who's a he's a headliner and he's been a headliner for, you know, like 30 years. He's like, oh, she's one of those cougars. I'll get lucky. And it's like, you're a lot older than me. Like, what is a cougar? You know, I'm just like your partner on the road kind of thing.
Well, this is a sex educational show.
Yeah.
And so we are educating those guys out there who don't know what a cougar is. I didn't mm-hmm. realize they thought it just meant slut.
Yeah.
But it makes a certain kind of sense because a lot of guys out there just think that anything
yeah,
means
like she
slut.
Fucks. You know, she fucks. So, and if she's with those young guys, she's going to definitely get with me. But, like, I find most guys my age, I'm 49, they want much younger women. And mm-hmm. I think I started paying attention to what guys my age were looking at, you know. And that's mm-hmm. when I started noticing younger men.
Is
when
that
I,
right?
Yeah, when I was getting blown
you
off.
You kind of pivoted
yeah.
from the older men.
Yeah.
So it was more of a serious decision than just a hormonal feeling?
I think it was probably a bit of both, but I was just not getting anything off the ground with guys my own age. So I started meeting younger guys and being like, well, what the hell? You know, let's have fun.
Right.
And at first I was trying to get relationships going with much younger men and getting hurt. So...
Then and so how long ago was that, that you had this epiphany?
Like as a young cougar, like 15 years ago, 35.
Okay.
35? You know?
Okay.
Young coug.
That's a young coug.
Yeah.
Well,
that's like that's straight up like just getting paws and claws out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what age did you go after when you were 35?
Like 24.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Nine, you know,
and do you still go for 24? Or
oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or younger is fine.
Younger
you know?
Is fine.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
above the speed limit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
18. It's 18 and above, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, 18 and
if
up.
If you're legal,
sure.
you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
18
good.
And above.
Oh, good.
Okay.
You hear that,
and
kids?
Do you have a ceiling? I mean, because you are a cougar. Is there a certain number at which you won't go over?
I am open to dating guys of any age. I was
really?
Nuts about a 56-year-old a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Oh, you would have hated him. He was like some Republican blogger. But it was like a sugar daddy situation, and he tried to stop paying me, and
yeah.
I wasn't interested. I blew him off.
So
wait,
rich.
I have to ask, what was
yeah.
it? Well, what made you, but with the Republican, like, what made you do it?
Huge huge cock.
Okay. Okay. So the
twisted
big dick.
Sex.
Big dick yeah. will. Yeah. Big dick will go over anything. I've settled it.
And then what I started saying to myself was, he's just an actor. He hates those people. He's just trying to make a buck. It's his way of, you know. I justified it. And then I was like, no, he's a real asshole. He's trying to rip me off. I got to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was in the middle of your cougar career.
And this was a couple years ago. I was lonely.
Yeah,
it was gross.
Okay, so
it was gross.
So you're a cougar,
mm-hmm.
but you also will do older guys if they have a big cock and will help finance your dreams?
I think older guys are kind of like an eclipse. It's like once every, 10 years or something?
Hey,
but
hey,
that's...
careful.
Yeah, no, you're the shit. And many young...
Captain Max,
hey,
you're my cub.
There's exceptions to the game. We're not...
I don't have to worry
them.
About younger guys. I mean, older guys. Young hot chicks like her go for older guys all the time, so I don't have
all
to worry
time.
About them. You know, they're fine. Younger guys have plenty of young hot chicks with daddy issues. I have daddy issues. Like, I'm pissed at my dad.
So you're providing a service.
I am providing a service to younger men. For the
yes,
most
to
part.
Younger men.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they, and yeah. so how do you like being that? Or you're kind of like a teacher.
Well, I feel we're teaching each other. Like, I'm open to learning from them.
Ah.
And I feel like that's a cool experience to them. But my show, I'm getting with guys 18 to 30. And sometimes a little older sneak in. And that's always great. You know, they lie and they sneak in like 32-year-olds. But I feel like we're learning from each other.
Why don't you tell everybody how the guys come on the show? Like, what do they have to do to get on Hello Cougar?
Well, they have to be reading Craigslist Casual Encounters. Because
okay,
that's
where you advertise for your Hello Cougar
for the
guests.
Most part. And they have to be between 18 to 30, willing to have safe sex with me. And give an interview before and after. And I'm not filming the sex. I'm not filming nudity. I want to talk to them before.
Aw, you're not
yeah.
filming the good stuff.
Well, if I change, like, if we take
Dr.
the show
Susie,
to
that's what you're for. Come on now.
No,
come on.
I mean, I respect all boundaries.
It's more twisted to see them, like, all nervous talking and then all sweaty talking after. And to imagine, and then we talk about it. I'm like, what did you like about fucking me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's weirder. It's weirder than seeing. Sometimes we'll kiss on camera or something, but
uh-huh.
it's weirder than seeing the sex. I mean, if we took it to a different level, it'd be a different kind of show. But
yeah.
I kind of like the way it is, like the interview is so funny. The guys, it's not hateful, you know. I'm not clowning them or humiliating them, but they say the funniest stuff.
It's the understanding.
Well,
of
you
sex.
Say some funny stuff too.
Hilarious.
Like I read on your Twitter that you had a long and involved conversation with a young man about how Richard Gere got a gerbil up his butt.
I think it's true.
And well, I remember that rumor.
Right.
I am old enough to remember
1986.
That you know that was the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Richard? Gere was rushed to Cedar Sinai with it was
yeah,
it that long
I
ago.
High school.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
I was born.
Oh, that was when you
were
born.
Like
he was
born 1986.
When he was getting
he
gerbils
was getting
up his
gerbils up his butt.
He was
so
figuring it out as I was figuring
so
in.
Said you know some nurse in the emergency room,
a very credible source
who dealt with him and I met someone who knew her, so I felt like
my
yeah.
dad's in the tabloids. You probably met my dad. His name
I
is
don't know
Joel.
Everyone in town.
No, he knows that nurse. It's all connected. I bet you my dad would love you.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
well,
cool.
I like older men. Yeah.
He doesn't love Dr. Susie. There's
but
not
Max has
men,
to
women,
like
anything that doesn't love Dr. Susie. That's for
aww,
sure.
Aw, gypsies. Good, making my head swell so big.
Gypsy
my hat's
is
gonna
so
pop
pretty.
Off. Yes,
oh,
she
well,
is
I'm
tonight.
Pretty and I mm-hmm. tell the truth.
Ooh.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then when Dr. Susie, it's always the truth. So.
Oh. I do like fantasy role play.
I know. Me too. You know? A lot.
A lot. Right?
Because
we
it,
all
yeah.
have these, like, fantasies about, you know, the kind of sex we're hearing about in the tabloids. And we don't really want harmful sex,
no.
but sometimes it's exciting to imagine being, you know, restrained and, oh, yes, Gypsy loves the choking, which I think is... too much. Don't try this at home.
All the
okay?
young girls.
Right. A lot of young girls like choking.
They
do you like choking?
It. I like a bitch slap. It's more of my ooh. Era is the bitch slap. You know, choking just seems awkward.
I get it, Prodigy. Smack my bitch up. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just going to say that was 90s. It was like a big thing.
That was hot, but I think it comes from childhood disaster movies like The Towering Inferno.
I just like to ride my magic dildonic vibrating broom.
I try to learn from Dr. Seuss. Just remember the good vibration.
That's been since the 50s and 60s. And speaking of which, you know, where's my Cosmo? Oh, there it is. You want to get it?
Yeah.
So I'm in Cosmo this month. Go get it. It's on the newsstands now. Woo! And I am advising all the young ladies that read Cosmo, the Cosmo girls like Gypsy, to find his P-spot. Right. He has a G-spot, too, which is really... the P spot, the prostate, and you can just wiggle your dildonic part of your vibrating broom right up there and give him a P-gasm. Now, not all guys like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But some really, really do. How about your guys?
If I fell in love with someone, I'd probably go that far. But that's when I know I have feelings for a guy, if I'm interested in his asshole.
Oh, so for you, it's more that you don't want to go up there.
Yeah, I'm not compelled to go up there unless I'm really crazy.
What about if with a dildo?
Yeah, I've probably done so much of that as like a paid person. And a paid person? Yeah, like a dom for hire, switch.
So you've been switch. That. I don't mm-hmm. know anything. I thought, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Working as a stand-up comic, you're so broke. And also, I was curious. I used to work at a club called The Chateau in North Hollywood. You've heard
I
that.
I remember The Chateau.
Sir James. I'm sure
yes.
you met Sir James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My co-author, Dr. Tony
you.
Grant, used to go to The
really?
Chateau. Yes.
I wonder if I met him. I was her. Working her. Oh, cool. Yeah. I was working there like 2002, 3, 4, 5, you know.
Wow. So, yeah, bring a cougar on the show, and it brings back memories
yeah.
in my head. So, okay, so you're a dom?
I was
or
a
sub?
I was a light dom. Like
you're
a
switch.
Like a switch, really. A switch.
Switch.
Yeah, I started out as a sub, but your body starts hurting, you know. You get uh-huh. you get beaten. You get your ass beaten a lot.
Right, right. It's
you
not just
switch.
Like a little... bitch slap.
No,
it's
yeah.
a lot of beating.
Paddling.
Right.
I did spanking modeling for like 12 years, like paddling, caning. Mm. I was usually the mom spanking the girls, and I still do that sometimes, but you take a lot of beatings too.
You do, and let me just say, thank goddess for the places that provide consensual beatings.
Absolutely.
Because this should not be done non-consensually, and unfortunately it is. All the time, and that's a whole other story, usually a domestic situation.
Well, the thing is, yeah, they've got fetish houses where you've got excellent actresses who get into it on some level when it is consensual and compensated,
yeah.
and they can play out a fantasy for you. That's what I hate the most.
And I feel that with all this talk about sexual harassment, and it's important that we get it out, and by the way, it is part of the bonobo way. Because the ladies, the females, get together and they do not tolerate male misbehavior. But here's the thing about bonobos. They won't let the guys harass them, but they will get the guys laid somehow or another. They take care of their boys. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what is not being sort of discussed by all the hoi polloi that is talking about
That's
the
right.
harassment. It's like... what do you do with these guys and their sexual energy and their and
yep.
their naughtiness and their desire? What do? You just bottle it up until it explodes like Kim Jong-un? I mean, what do you do? No one's talking about that except us, of course.
Send
we
them
just
to
say
my
basically,
show.
Give us a call. Yeah, right. Okay, or you.
That's the coolest book. I need to.
I haven't read anything in a while.
I was going
to
say, do I get one?
You gotta have a little spank, book spanking.
If you get spanked, then you get to keep on.
Yeah, you could yeah. you could get a book spanking. And
I'm excited
keep,
about both.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
thing. It's an exciting experience.
This
so.
Is, so you know about bonobos.
I'm
bit.
Finding out.
Yeah. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee that swings through the trees as well as with each other. Mm-hmm. And they are highly female empowered. They're the only great apes that are kind of matriarchal. And the boys have fun. It's the women are, the females are empowered and make a lot of the decisions and don't allow much rape, hardly at all. No murder, no war. And the guys are happy. They stay younger longer than common chimps who grow into grumpy old apes very quickly because they're all stressed out. The bonobo chimps are pretty happy guys. They seem to sip from a bonobo fountain of youth, which is provided for them by their females who are treated like queens. So it works that way. And this is the bonobo way. And this is what you need if you're going to stop the sexual harassment, which we've got to do, which we should do. And you got to have something for the boys besides just, you know, going to church, okay?
Always, no matter what religion you are, whatever church you go to, just understand that that's not what they want.
That's not going to solve it.
That's not going to solve it.
Even if they want it, it's not going to solve it. You know, I mean, there are some guys that just, you know, all they want to do is be with their honey. But so many guys, probably most, have multiple desires. And so, you know, if you're just going to say, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, you're leaving them not exactly no choice, but the choices are really sad for these guys.
Violence.
Yeah, violence is one of the choices. Yeah, I mean, that's really scary. You know, then you start killing your victims because you're afraid they're going to tell on you.
Right, leaving tracks. And, yeah.
Right, we've got to provide for our guys. We do. And we got to, you know, teach them what consent means, you know, and how to treat women, ladies, bonobo gals. It's all, we're all in this together, folks. This is not like the women against the men, right? Unless, you know, you're in a Wonder Woman comic book.
A woman.
And even then.
A woman.
Right. A woman. So you are just a fantasy come true for all these young guys who want a cougar.
It seems a lot of guys are like, I've always thought about this and that. And then I feel, oh, my gosh, you know, that's pressure for me to be like some amazing lay. But then I think just the fact that they got to come to my house in Winnetka and we're just going to have sex after a 5-minute interview, I'm still kind of a fantasy. You know, just to, like, be accessible.
For sure.
It's hard to get laid. It's hard for guys to get laid, you know? Some of these guys, like, live with parents. One guy came to my house on a scooter, like a little push scooter.
I had to tell Dr. Susie about that.
Did you?
It was, like, the Razor scooter.
Yeah.
A Razor scooter. You came over.
He came over on a Razor scooter. That's what it's called. Okay, Razor scooter is so funny.
Right.
Man.
Well, you
it's
know, it's a funny thing about our society. The period of time when a guy's sex drive is highest is the time he generally doesn't get much sex, when he's a teenager and very young. And so you are there.
Yeah, I'm getting to experience all these people. And
good thing you're not a high school teacher or you'd be in jail by now.
I was supposed to be a middle school teacher, and
Then
I moved to L.A. Yeah, I ditched the job and moved to L.A.
Well,
look
at you both, like, both, I have to say, strong, amazing women, whether you're physical, whether you're, you know, you're on the phone and you're a vocal person telling exactly what needs to be done. You know, it takes some education, some area. So I admire and I respect so much.
Well, I'm glad I'm doing this because I spent a long time, like, trying to date younger guys and getting hurt and trying to push them into things they weren't ready for. And this is a way we can experience each other and everyone gets what they want. You
Captain
know.
Max.
And these are women that we didn't have back in the 40s and the 50s.
Well, actually, you did.
I did.
You
I,
did.
Because
you did.
I was lucky.
When you were a teenager, I won't even say how old,
I was
but
15
he
years
learned
old.
About women
right. and I
on the beach of Italy.
Oh, cool.
And with older women, with all these
all
actresses.
Yeah.
And he
and dancers and
he
comedians
learned how to treat women.
Comedians, wow. I love it.
Yes,
cool.
Yes, comedy. Yeah,
because it
absolutely.
Was Europe cooler?
Europe was cooler. It was after the war.
Right and after the war,
everybody was horny, you know, and they still had variety, theater. And I wanted to get into theater because I couldn't get into anything else. Huh. So I went to work at a restaurant near a theater where I didn't need a green card or any of that stuff. And then I started meeting these chorus girls and so forth. And then I got hired to play Elvis Presley on a variety show. And so we traveled around the country, and I got harassed.
So you were like, what, 16, 17, you're saying?
I was 16 and 15.
And the girls were?
18 and
we're not approving of this on this program, by the way.
Well, this is in a foreign country, so it's all right.
You know, this is an international show.
It doesn't count. It's international.
We're not approving, but it happened to you, and you benefited.
It happened to it.
You make the best of it, you know, sometimes.
Listen, the main cougar at the beach club, she had her little cabin there, and she had like 50 guys around her.
Wow.
All young guys. And I was invited there. I was picked by one of the guys. Come with me, Americano.
Wow.
She'll love you, right.
But you didn't have the term cougar then,
No, no. But the first time I went on a date with her, she put her hand on my penis, and I got scared.
It can be scary, right? Like, some guys think they want it.
Is that your first move?
No, usually I'm more like, so we're going to have sex. Like, I like to see their reaction if I say, like, really, you know, basic, like, sexual things or whatever. It's sometimes it's kind of comedic, but I'm not that physical. I'm awkward physically. So I still like the man to be in control, no matter how young he is. But younger men do bring out, like, the switch side. They bring out the aggression. Sure, definitely. It can be really hot. But a lot of these younger guys, like, the first time we have sex, they are getting into role play. They're calling me, like, mommy or something.
Aww.
I mean, there's a lot of...
How do you feel about that?
I resisted it at first. I resisted it. I didn't think it would be hot, but then I just kind of took it on a real casual basis, and it was hot.
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
My husband, who is a certain amount older than me, calls me mommy.
That's hot, too. Like,
right?
The switch on the
age. Can say that. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Here and there. Oh, that is hot.
And not in front of anybody. Although I just told everybody.
No. Having an understanding. Like, having an understanding of what's going on is hot.
Yeah.
Listen, mommy is the original love object and subject. And either you got too much mommying or not enough. Either way, you know, it's an issue.
I love it.
And so, you know, that's where it goes.
I know a lot of guys who
so,
like to
okay,
call
so
both
you're not
you
that
mommy.
Into what is your specialty? What do you think you're the best at sexually?
Strangers.
Just having stranger sex.
Fine communicating with strangers on it. That's a buzz for me. Comedy, you know, shock value kind of stuff. Sexually, what am I good at?
Yeah.
Is probably I like role play. I like being verbal. Yeah, like I am a little shy.
But what about physically?
Oh, I'm so awkward physically.
I mean, are you good at blowjobs? Are you good at?
I have a small mouth.
Hand jobs.
Stamina. Yeah.
Getting
fucking
plow.
For a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the missionary position.
Oh yeah, that's the best.
That's
How did you know?
You're kind of
a
traditionalist.
But
yeah, I feel.
I'm too uncoordinated for reverse cowgirl, but doggy style missionary. You know, whatever you want to do, doing it forever.
Well, cowgirl, regular cowgirl.
That's fine.
That's
okay.
You've got a great body. I could see you just
riding
some young cub, you know?
Yeah. There's some of that. There's cub riding.
Some of that. But mostly
cub rodeo.
It's you're just thrown down on the bed and plowed in the missionary position.
I think with the young dudes, like, I'm kind of a I say, let's talk about, you know, what's the oldest girl you've ever had sex with and where did you meet her and, you know, what kind of fantasies. And we do, like, this pre-interview. And then I'll also ask them about, like, politics. And stuff, or what's your future? You know, what do you want for your future? It's like a friendly interview. And then I say, okay, well, thanks for coming to my house in Winnetka. Do you want to fuck? And they're like, yeah, sure, you know. So I have to be a little aggressive at first, but then sometimes they take the lead.
So another thing I got a kick out of you saying was, you know, I've got this great body, so meaning you, so I should put trashy clothes on it or something. You probably said it in a much cleverer way.
No, it's just stupid. I like to write. I love Twitter because you can put a joke up as a comedian and then you can have a record of that joke. Like, and you can try it out. It's
so
like
how
an
does that?
Mic.
How do you say that one?
I think it was something like, "What's the point of having a great body if you can't put cheap clothes on it?"
What's the point of having a great body if you can't put cheap clothes
That's
on it?
That's one of the whole reasons to work out. Is so you can go. To stores like what's the one like it's the little Asian store you
like
know
what Seal or like
even trashier
Fashion Q, I wasn't thinking of inexpensive.
I was thinking of thrift stores
like trashy.
No,
we're
thinking
see,
of
you
were like
thinking of thrift store. Well,
no, we're thinking of like
I'm thinking of the way I dress.
Yeah, nice.
Like I'm
it's
thinking
good.
Of like cheap like you get it in China, yes, made lingerie.
Yeah.
Right.
Off of
And
I'm
not saying anything to China. I love your stuff. I buy it all the time.
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about? No, I'm talking about slutty looking and affordable.
Mm. Okay.
Cheap. All the way
that
around.
Sounds like a good new TV show
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
Slutty looking and affordable.
And affordable.
That could either be about your clothes or about you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Either way.
I am very affordable. I always was.
So how are you pervert?
Oh, well, I guess screwing so much younger guys kind of does make you a pervert, you know, a little bit. I mean, because they're young. I mean, they're like 19 years old. Like, their parents are 10 yeah, years younger than me. One guy came over and he's like, I lived with my parents. I had to lie to them to come over here and say it was like a school. I know, I'm always covered in hairs. I've got cats and dogs.
You should take your clothes off.
Oh,
you're very
dressed. Oh, maybe I should go change into something sexy. I don't know.
Dr. Yeah. Susie has a motive. Oh. And we do have a break coming up.
Oh,
so you
cool,
could change into something a little more sexy.
Maybe like after I pee, I'll feel hotter.
Cheap in the trashy way.
Right, we love cheap and trashy from China here. I don't know if that matters, but...
Mm. Yeah, cheap, trashy Chinese. I've got that. I think that body
cheap, trashy Chinese. Yeah.
Pick up sticks, wardrobe.
Hello.
Are you bisexual? Not
no,
really. You know, some cougars are bisexual, but... No. But not, but the meaning of cougar
okay,
is on the hunt for a man, right?
Yeah.
A hunt for
yeah,
a young man.
It is.
That's
well,
what it's about.
I've never seen it expanded to
so
younger
so do
men
we have
women,
any volunteers to do Bonobo Communion with our...
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
A younger, any sexy man. And don't make me come find you because I will.
They're all playing hard to get right now.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking.
Hiding
you're
in the
all
bushes,
playing hard
well,
to get right now.
Magic?
Is that Ecor? An Ecor I know
maybe,
is somebody that can
Ecor
take off his sexy ass Bonoboville shirt and take a sexy ass communion.
That's a great shirt.
What if you have two
hey,
girls at once? What if you had a cougar and a cub?
Smoketober.
A cougar and a cub. Communion at once. All right, let's do this.
We got a cougar in the
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, right now. This isn't how
we
now,
got
later,
a wolf.
Right now, wolf.
In the
that's
studio.
A great shirt.
We are animal here. I love it. I love animals to represent our feelings. Because
I love animals.
When we are totally into just our humanness, we separate ourselves from the earth and from who we are. So
hello,
if you're... totem animal is a wolf. Hey, I think you should get on this side of me so that I can separate you to begin with. And then you
oh,
can feel the heat.
That looks great.
Yeah, yeah. Look at these
hey,
shirts.
That works.
Pervert
that works.
Bonoboville.
Yeah. It looks like we planned it.
Pervert Bonoboville. Yeah. Who's getting a photo? Ecor the wolf meet Sally the cougar. So you were at a Smoketober fest
yes,
today.
Yes, I was.
How did that go?
It was pretty nice. It was a pretty nice time.
Yeah.
Yep, some of the Bonoboville family came. Two different sessions. The first session was with Gypsy and Mar and Abe, and then Del Rey came later on. And
wow.
All right. The rest of the show.
Nice.
So we had a nice show. I had some platinum.
You had a good
there,
showing from Bonoboville?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I sent a shout out to you guys as well on the stage. And we had some Grammy Award winners perform on our
really?
Show. Some platinum
wow,
artists. Platinum
you
want to
give them a shout out?
Yeah, shout out to Timothy Bloom and X-Man Victor Taylor performed, who's a multi-platinum producer. And Big Red from, well, a guy named Hawthorne James, who's a very well-known actor, very famous actor. He came and showed up, and
all
you
right,
know, it was a blessing. So he's all my friends, and... You know, and I brought a lot of friends out there right now. I have a lot of friends out there right now too, Doc. I have a lot of friends
hi
out there
friends,
too.
Hi friends.
We got some sexy ladies over
friends
there
and
too.
Lovers.
We got sexy
lovers
ladies out there.
And
oh,
yeah. Perverts.
They got on their cannabis adornments and everything.
Welcome to Bonoboville.
Yeah.
You know, it's Smoketober.
We got
so
Bridget out there.
Might
you know, we got Teresa Z.
You have cool friends.
We got T out there.
I just came here alone. Some cougar.
Yeah, we got.
No, it's that smoky time of year.
Yep. See, my crew is out
scary,
there.
Scary.
The artists that are out there, you know, their first time at Bonobo, so
okay,
them experience.
Well, we're getting them experience.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left here? 15.
Nice.
Well, we do have time for a Bonoboville communion.
Oh, sounds good.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Have you ever taken communion? Did you grow up with a religion of some sort?
My parents are cool. They are intensely liberal. They canvassed for Hillary and Barack.
Okay, good.
And they're atheists.
They're atheists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't go to any church or
just
temple?
Just to kiss ass to grandparents. Yeah.
Oh, look who's here.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, she's cute.
Look at those pants. Wow. These are the Smoketober pants.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, look cool. at those.
Sorry.
Nice.
Teresa D.
Well, hello. Hello. Welcome to Bonoboville. I'm Dr. Susie, and you're the Smoketober princess.
Yes. I wasn't the only one with pants like this. There were three of us with similar, you know,
prints. Yeah, we have another lady out there as well, too. Bridget
Yes, we have some here, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Like thigh-high
well,
canvas.
Nice.
Come on.
There she is right there.
Come on. Whoa.
Come on. Oh, cute.
Come oh, I can't come see on. You over there. Come
we
on
can't
up
see
here.
You there.
Maybe now we do need another chair unless you want to. Oh, Bridget. I know Bridget. Hey, Bridget. Oh, yes.
Oh, hey.
Yes. Come on over here. Yes.
Oh. Spanking.
Spank, spank, spank. Oh, yes. How you doing? No. No, except I can't see anything. But maybe I have to put you
here.
Over my knee and spank you for not having been here earlier. Right. You're a little late.
Oh, get right to it.
So we give you a spanking with the bonobo way, this naughty girl. But she's so spankable. Mm-hmm. This is Bridget. Can we say your last name or should we not? Bridget.
No, you can't say last name. Just, you're Bridget.
Bridget Bardot. That's one of Max's favorites. Yeah. Bridget Bardot is getting a nice book spanking. Whatever I spank, I kiss. Oh, yeah, I do. Naughty girl being late to the show. That's right. She's getting her boobs done. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wham. And bam. And bam, bam, bam. You are red, girl.
Dr. Susan's a good spanker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's an excellent book spanker.
And I got no room for, you know, to get your wind up. There we go. Nice and red. Now show that red off to the studio
Whoa.
Audience.
Dr. Black. Done by Dr. Black.
We're going to have to do the other Woo. Cheek very soon. Oh, right now. She's such
she's so
a greedy little bitch.
She's spicy.
Yeah. You guys have had some wonderful smokes for Smoketober, I guess.
Yeah.
Where's some microphones? Any other? Is there another mic?
We have one more somewhere.
I have to run to the bathroom.
Oh, you got to run to the bathroom. Oh, wow. Okay, Smoketober girls. So, Bridget and?
Teresa.
Teresa. So, what do you do as the Smoketober girls?
Well, she's an artist. She sang. Yeah, she sang today. She performed.
Yeah.
And I just look good and get spanked.
You do look good and get spanked.
Yeah.
You do.
I
That's
can do
a
that.
Very
I have
good
talent.
Thing. Right. And you sing.
But I can maybe get Whoop. Spanked.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Are you going to sing tonight?
There's a
little later?
Down there.
You want to sing?
There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
That sounds potential.
Yeah, that sounds potential.
It does. Yeah, we might have, you know, a little musica. We're going to have a break in a little while. Yeah, but we're going to have a little Bonoboville communion, I guess. Would you like to do that? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who do
yeah?
I get to take it off of?
Anybody you want.
Okay.
It's your
Dr.
choice.
Black.
You want to take it off of me?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be your okay. altar girl.
Ow!
Yeah, I'm going for the goods. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I go
okay.
big or I don't.
Well, I don't know if I'm big, but I'm, you know.
She's you're the big top.
I'm the dog.
The dog.
I'm the dog.
The big dog.
Big
the
big
dog.
I'm gonna go for that.
She went for the top.
Okay,
top.
So I need my salt. I need my alcohol.
Yeah.
And that would be agua, cocoa leaf liquor. Oh, that looks like it's.
Wait a minute.
Was that? Is that new? Are these new? These are new.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh my God.
So okay. So first. Well, now, what part of me do you want to take it off of? My boobs, my ass, my nose, toes? Or you talk into the microphone.
What fancies you?
I, you know, I'm okay with any of it.
I think there's some pretty fabulous cleavage there. Maybe okay. I should take it off that.
Just off of the cleavage? Yeah. Okay.
Is that good? Or is that, yeah, that's is that good. Bracy and
okay,
Chevy
so,
body or?
That's cool.
Lick? I mean, we could give you a nipple. Yeah? You want a nipple? Okay. Here we go. Ah, nice. Yes. And now I put the salt on. See, this is the body, and now
no nipples on Facebook.
Only a Facebook.
You barely move. See anything. Okay, and now you lean back between my legs.
Lean back.
The other way. The other way. That's right. This way. And you put. Okay. Yeah. And open your mouth. And down the hatch. And you got laid. Whoa. We need, let's get those. What do you want? Haha. I don't know.
I was going to say I got laid. It's about time.
Yes.
And I do a couple times. It's about time.
Here we go. Somehow. You got laid. Yes, you did. And it matches your pants.
Yeah.
Okay, yay. Let's hear it for Brigitte Bardot. Ah. You're delicious. You are delicious. All right, so who else wants to do Bonoboville Communion? Don't all jump at once.
I'm pretty sure Sally wants to jump.
How about Sally? My guest.
And, she used to have
Cougar, come on
say
up here.
Here.
So that's Cougar would now she's not at all bisexual, Ecor. So even though we have all these
very
fabulous
straight
girls here, there is only one male in the womb room bed right at the moment.
Stepped up to join us. Thank you.
Is she going to take communion?
She's going to take communion.
Of you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's, you know,
oh, I
just
got you
a cougar. She's oh, after the hot young man.
Nice. I just saw the back of your outfit, so I thought I was just going to say you might have wanted to done it off the back. You
know, oh, well, we can do that later.
Oh, great.
Okay, we can. So where can we do it off of Ecor? What will you permit?
I just take off my shirt.
How about
oh,
you take off
yeah
your shirt? Yeah.
Okay. That
yeah
works.
Yeah.
Gypsy will assist with this monumental task.
With an assist by Gypsy.
It's like you're getting your package unwrapped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. No, I'm definitely not taking off my shirt. Look at him. He looks great.
Well, you know, we aim
surprise,
to please.
Surprise.
Okay. So now you take a lick to you. This is the altar. Ecor is your altar. I know you didn't grow up in church or temple, but he is your altar, and you lick any part of him that you are permitted to lick. And then we put the salt on, and then you lick it again. And then we give you the blood, which is the alcohol, which is agua. Okay, so actually, you shouldn't have a glass of wine in your hand while you're doing
it
this.
Yet,
this is
baby
exactly.
Are you okay with pretty much no everything,
care
or any limits or boundaries? I mean, abs are amazing, and you have them, so I want to feel. I've never been able to, I have like some a little bit, but I can't touch them with my tongue. So I want to touch. Not all the cubs I get with are in good shape like this. So it's been a while since I put my tongue
ooh
on any app.
You just need a football team.
How to flatter our boys. Yeah.
I know. She knows
yeah
what to say. She knows what
she
to
knows
say,
what
don't
to
she? I bet you said it to all the boys.
Oh, yeah. And I like how she gets right between the legs to do this. She doesn't just lean over. No, she gets right into it. Okay. So now I will sprinkle the salt. Whoops, I got a little on your. Now you gotta do some licking now.
Yeah, I love salt.
Good. Mmm. She doing a good job, Ecor. She cleaning it all up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you lean
stuff
back against him.
Okay.
You know, you just sit down right there. That's right. And now you just let your head go back and let the microphone drop and open your mouth. And yes, you've been waterboarded the bonobo way.
Good
and show. You got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Ooh.
I know, I just stay here for a while, right?
Yeah.
Just cool. Soak that
actually,
in.
You just stay right there. You don't have to get up because, you know, we don't want the blood to rush to your head.
Yeah.
Maybe his, but not yours. Okay. So, you know, we've got a few more minutes just. So, I don't know if anybody else wants the Bonoboville communion.
You know what? I am uptight.
You're uptight.
I am.
It's okay.
I don't feel like I'm ready to expose my sexuality at this point.
Well, you're already doing it.
I guess
well,
I am.
Would you
are exposing doing? Your sexuality.
Okay.
So that's okay. We love it.
Yeah.
But, that could mean that you just don't want to do Bonoboville Communion.
No, but it looks like fun.
And keep in mind, you can do it off.
But
you
I'm
can
not
just
ready
do it on
yet.
A hand.
I'm not
you
ready
can,
yet.
You could lick a hand.
Or, no, I don't feel comfortable
or someone
yet.
Could lick your
I've,
hand.
I've only just recently realized I don't really like people touching me.
Oh.
So,
well, yeah. Bonoboville Communion is about touching.
I know.
So you will just have to be a visual eye candy thing.
I'm getting there.
Right.
You're just an eye candy thing.
All right.
Well, you know what? Everybody has something. You know, I couldn't see it tonight. And you can't.
You're a singer.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you're more.
Yeah,
like,
so
yeah see, you've.
I'm tactile. I like to be touched. I can deal with.
Okay,
yeah.
Talking
see,
to
I don't. Yes. I
like you're giving
have to really.
You'd rather touch others.
Speak my language, right. Dr. Black.
Everybody has this. Their different strengths
maybe
and weaknesses.
Maybe she can sing for
exactly.
us.
And we'd love to have you sing for
you
us.
Sing?
You know, maybe when we come back from the break. That
very
would be
nice.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Okay.
Share myself in that.
All right. So you know, we're going to be coming back very soon. Maybe we'll have a little more Bonoboville communion. We will definitely have some music. And definitely more cougaring, right?
More cougaring.
Yes, from Sally.
Sally from the Valley.
Mullins.
Sally from the Valley
and
is
by
right.
the way, I want to give a shout out to Jack Jiminy, a.k.a. Nolan Silverstein, who introduced us to
yes.
Sally Mullins.
Dronebox all the
yes,
way.
Yes, Dronebox. So thank you so much for putting us all together. And we are... building the momentum here in Bonoboville for Kink Month 3, Cougars and Cubs and Smoketober Fest Gals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Witches and bitches and kinksters and wankers and don't touch me eye candy and, oh, so much fun. I mean, everybody's got something that you want. And we got it all right here in Bonoboville. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back. Max is going to take a shower.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book,
Learn the Bonobo way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend!
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian!
Whoa! Yeah. Holy shit! Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sonne les matines. Ding, ding, dong.
Princesse, en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
coming!
Come for us, Sister Abed. Come for
Look at that
us.
Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think amen. We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have
we
liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Don't let her fall over.
Turn it down.
Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Oh, yeah. We are back in Bonoboville. It's Kink Month 3 on Dr. Suzy TV. And we got Trump, the devil. He's showing his horns. He's a horny devil, too, and he's a pussy grabber. And he's disgusting.
Disgusting.
And we have him under gag order with a little tiny penis pacifier. And I always encourage my guests to do a little Trumpocalypse therapy, in which case what we do here is we take the Trump. Sometimes he is a real guy, like last week, huh? But this week it's just a big dick pillow with a tiny little penis. And you can flick the penis. Okay, yeah. So we have Sally Mullins is here. She is Cougar of the Year. She's Hello Cougar. Get your microphone, though, or somebody should hold it for you. And we should also introduce, of course, Ecor is over here, holding up the head of this KKK sympathizer. And we also have Brigitte.
I have a defect.
B.
Oh, wait a minute. Brigitte. Oh, it's
B.
Working.
Right.
Yeah.
And I spank him with the book. But, you know, I like the flicking. And then, of course, we have this animal of yours, right?
Yes, this is my man pet.
Your man pet.
That's your man pet.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
And tell me a little bit more. What sort of animal is he? Is that a dog?
He really is a dog, but he didn't bring his ears, so he's a little embarrassed. So I'm not giving him a hard time. Yeah.
So he can't hear what we say.
Dog without
ears.
You're
right. You're right. He can't hear. So what the hell?
He could say anything.
He helps me a lot on the show Hello Cougar. He helps me edit. He is the director of photography. He does a lot of really great stuff for the show. And then he helps me in my real life, too. Sometimes we film some fetish videos. We filmed a pussy shaving fetish video.
It sounds like your show is realer than your real life.
It really is. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I know.
No, I kind of feel like my show is a heightened reality of my... life.
That's
you know.
What it is.
It's my life. I'm playing myself. You also play yourself. It's not like you're playing a character in somebody else's play or movie. You are playing a heightened version of yourself. And in Italian commedia dell'arte, you know, what you're doing is a Lazzi.
That's
a scene.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
Max?
It's who you want.
So the current Lazzi is spanking Trump.
And flicking his cock and ball hedge, or CBT.
Yeah, CBT.
You said Lazzi.
Lazzi, that's, it's Italian.
For spanking?
No, that's a different word. Oh. I don't know, what is spanking in Italian? I know, in
somebody
French,
knows.
It's fesse. Spanking.
Non lo so.
Striking?
No.
Hitting?
No.
Whacking.
In England, they say smacking. You're going to get a smack bottom.
Smack.
Yeah. Smacked bottom.
Smacked
yeah.
bottom.
They don't call it spanking. You're
going
to get a smacked bottom.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
That's by
American.
The way, I just want to say Trump did get his ass whooped by the whole, you know, take a knee
he
movement
really did.
This week.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah, there's always next week.
He really looks like an ass.
He looks like an ass. Even the owners of these football teams who supported him and gave him money, they're saying, you know, no, we're not going to make them stand for the
good
the song, the war song, the Star Spangled Banner.
Slave
all about
song.
War. All
slave
about
song.
And it's a slave song, too. Right. It's both. It's terrible. It's a terrible song. They should do another song. And you also can't sing it without cracking your voice. Nobody sings it very well. Poor Roseanne, you know.
It's very hard.
It's very people hard have to forgot sing
the
that
lyrics
song.
Yeah. People have forgotten the lyrics to it during singing.
It's time to change the song.
Time to change the song instead of making these people stand for that stupid song. I mean, all right, you know, I'll stand for it sometimes. I'll not stand for it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it depends what kind of mood I'm in.
It's a song, right? And this whole, I mean, I think he's trying to play into, well, aside from racism, nationalism. Yep. Anyway, you lost that round.
Yeah, he lost
Trump,
it.
Trump.
Trump.
Trump. Well, he never Trump. Admits when he lost.
Anyway, this is what we call Trumpocalypse therapy.
CBT.
Right.
Little
we feel better, and maybe we send some voodoo out into the world.
Yeah,
you know?
A little voodoo.
Little
I think
voodoo.
That, yeah,
right?
I like that. A little,
Brigitte believes in the voodoo.
I do.
Okay, me too.
I a little resistance.
Keep putting out the resistance.
Yeah, you just like kind of toss it out
there. And now I feel like I got to have a Pence doll. Because he's pretty, you know, because get rid of this one, and then you get Pence, and there's this whole nightmare scenario.
I think
there's
an Evel Knievel doll in 1979 that
and
looks
it's not
like
even
Pence.
Entertaining. Like yeah. Trump, at least. You
bring
know,
Evel Knievel back. Yeah. I miss him. Like
Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel, man. Bring him back. Oh. Where did right. he go? Did he pass?
Step on
shoot.
His balls.
Last I saw, his son was taken over. I saw his son, yeah. Yeah. I saw that. In the name of the Father. Yes. Yeah, step on those. Who doesn't want to shoot out his of a rocket with a helmet?
I'm
going to do that. You, Dad. I'm going to do that.
A gourd.
Oh.
It's like a bird flying too.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Geese,
very yeah, pretty. Swanny.
You know, swine that's one swine. Thing that has become a kink month tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Is
you rubbed that pretty well just now with your left hand. I saw that.
You need to put a scarf on that. You
handling
know, that's
the
you
gourd.
Do. Yeah.
Handling the gourd. Would you like to handle the gourd? Is
I can,
she allowed?
I, can
I know
do
you're
that.
Her agent. Okay, maybe show the other side. This side's a little funky, actually.
Here, who's gonna hold that? Thank you.
Mm, okay.
I got two things. Like, can I manipulate?
This way. Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
I got talent. I don't want the gimp getting
this
dolls with the gourd.
This is a very green show.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Smoketober.
Smoketober.
Yeah.
Greenery. So this is a gourd.
Yeah.
And you look at the way she strokes that gourd.
Wow.
I got it.
In fact, he has
I can
a name.
Handle that.
His
I
name
know what
is
to do with that.
Gourdy.
You handled
gourd
yeah?
before.
Yeah. Gourdy the gourd.
All right. He's cute. Yeah. He is cute.
He's ejaculating.
He's like, yeah. He likes that.
It's frozen in midair. And actually, we've had various sort of things done with the gourd here
yeah?
on the show.
Yeah.
Some yeah, pretty fabulous stuff going down, right?
Well, yeah.
It's all vegan.
Yes, vegan.
Well, it's all vegan.
This there is,
there is
Rhiannon
right there.
Aaron's so playing with the gourd. Doing a little, there she is actually fucking the gourd. There I am fucking her with the gourd. And actually, it was amazingly comfortable.
Yeah, she started coming
was
all
it?
Over that thing.
Yeah, and then she
like,
came all over
God,
the gourd.
Like
oh. Not this gourd,
shoot.
By the way.
Not that
that's
one.
All right.
I just want to establish,
it's
we sent
I do know my aseptic
home with
techniques.
Her. We gave her that gourd.
Yeah, that thing was
that's
big,
her gourd.
So that's
her gourd.
So this technically is gourdy too.
Is it?
Well, it's
yeah,
another
it.
Gourd.
Is it all knotty?
I love
it's
your
a,
nails.
It's a
look
I know,
at
look,
these nails.
Wait, hold on, cowboys. I got like
really
crosses.
Look good with the gourd.
Yeah, those nails are great on the gourd. Somebody knows how to support.
All right, but here's the thing: is we're running out of time, and you still have that T-shirt on.
Oh man! All right, I promised you a
yeah.
sports bra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you all move right. that over there?
I think we should do that. For
okay,
her.
Can we play a little music? Can you you want to
yeah.
stand up?
Music, please.
Oh, that
how about
on,
the Kingster?
We're gonna do that. Should
unless
I take it
off?
Mind, I'm very uncoordinated. And all right.
Want me to take it off?
I was going to do that. I'm going to
do
that.
Do you want him to take it off? Do you want him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here. Okay, Ikor is going to take it off. The Kingster. by AI, Carmina Formosa.
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty, 'cause all my fantasies are slightly pervy. I like my loving to be topsy-turvy.
You gotta talk into microphones, ladies.
Not tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna whack 'cause you spit in my face. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination.
Good job.
Every type of stimulation.
Nice.
Obviously. Real 49-year-old boobs. That's give it up for cougar tits.
For these beautiful
oh
cougar
my god,
tits.
46 here? Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
This is cougars helping cougars.
This is
guys, the ladies having all the fun. The guys,
right.
Guys, the ladies having all the fun. They just take
off. You took your shirt off.
They took it off.
Who's right? Next?
Oh, well, that's true. Well, she got hers taken off. Yeah. Right, Regine.
We right, saw your butt.
Bring down the music now.
Oh, yeah.
Bring down that music. Ooh. Wow.
Goodness.
Things are getting heated
I'm
up.
I'm so white. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll take yeah. the
well,
layoff.
Donald
here.
Trump likes that. He might harass you.
Oh, I'm not his type. I'm too old.
Oh, that's true.
I look like I peed on him in the 80s, though.
Probably. Yes. We have the golden shower video,
okay.
Actually.
Okay. Oh.
We have hookers, Russian hookers pissing on
Thank
Trump.
Thank you, yes.
My and last week, Putin had his way with Trump with a...
a jicama.
Gourd.
A gourd. Oh, maybe I could put that gourd in between my boobs.
Now you're talking. Look at Gordy. Gordy is happy. He is right between. Yeah, I think he should be that way. Yeah. Yeah, just hold him there. He really sets you off very nicely. Let's just have a look at that. Yeah. Very nice. Very. Very beautiful. See, this is ecosexuality, really, with, you know, Gordy the Gourd.
Your lover.
Yeah. Well.
Your Big Mac.
He's cute. No, this Gourd is, he's a swan, you know, he's a beautiful swan.
Uh-huh. He is like a swan.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A green swan.
I'm down. He's the swan of 2017. Swans are green.
Yes.
People
yes.
better get
Lots
with it.
Lots of things are changing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Climate change and everything.
I love millennials.
Yeah.
You know? We know that.
Yes.
How did we get there?
Well, we're talking about you being a cougar.
Is Bridget a cougar too?
Bridget, are you a cougar?
I don't know. Do I have to claim that?
No pressure. But women don't want to claim it, so I don't try to pressure them too.
No,
but there are indications.
No, you want to know the truth. It's not cougars. It's the truth.
It's not
No,
cougars.
We're not after them. They're after us.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think that...
I'm like, hold on, cowboy. I didn't go search for that. I'm like, this is what comes
it,
for
cowboy.
Me.
Yeah.
I think that is the definition of a cougar, though.
No, it is not.
Well...
Being receptive to
I looked it up. On the Urban Sorry. Dictionary.
Feed me in,
and they
Mrs.
said
Yow.
Any older woman having sex with a younger man, even if he's the one that was the aggressor. After all,
really?
A lot of cougars do like to make the men come to them. I mean, that's just a quality that
women, hold on.
A lot of women
come to them, yeah. Make women come to them.
Well, make anybody,
you know, whatever.
Trans women, men, you know, dogs. Well, no dogs, only human dogs, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we, you know, women like to be magnetic, so mm-hmm. that doesn't disqualify you from being a cougar,
mm-hmm.
just because you're more magnetic than you
just
are
Just because you don't have to work
aggressive.
For it, you're saying.
Exactly.
All right.
Because you do
that.
Work for it, because you work out, you're in shape, you put on makeup, you look good, mm-hmm. your hair looks good, and that's what draws the cub in. So
mm-hmm.
you are doing something. So, you know, even when you're magnetic, it's not like it. yes, right?
Or you just
that
post
draws
on Craigslist.
The bear in, too.
I mean, especially
bears,
when you're a little
yeah.
older,
the
you've
bear.
Got to do a little more.
Yeah, you got to do a little more working out.
Right. It doesn't just come,
it out there.
You know, without effort.
You got to work
yeah.
at it.
If you don't
yeah.
work at it, you fall apart. You know, sex is a workout.
Sex is also a workout.
That's what Ikor said, and his mic doesn't work. We need a mic.
Ikor.
Yeah, sex is a workout. And
is the mic turned on?
It's it gets your heart rate up at the very least.
I would be turned on if I were that close to Ikor's mouth.
Yeah. Do you want to get closer? Do you want to switch places?
I enjoyed my time with him. I mean, I don't know if he wants my boobs in his face like that. I mean, you know,
I'm sure he'd appreciate
he's okay with
all
it.
That.
He's a man.
He's
okay with it.
Okay, he's right, okay with
cool.
it. I'll hold Gordy.
I don't want to upset
okay,
my...
Okay, okay. And Trump here.
Well,
sorry, Trumpy.
Yeah, don't be sorry to him.
Harry, wouldn't you mind just
don't
holding that?
Don't be sorry.
Piece
just
of shit
just put his head down in your crotch there. That's what he needs.
Hello, Cougar.
Ooh, what am I sitting on? Oh, I'm sitting on a microphone. I thought it was a dildo.
Right.
Right. Okay, so who needs a mic? Does someone need a better mic?
That would be you.
We have an abundance of mics. They don't all work.
Check, check.
Right? We have to always find the ones that work. That's the challenge.
Now the other one works. They're all working.
The Dr. Susan Block Show. Yeah, yeah. We don't.
Is that my champagne that you're holding?
Yeah.
I think everyone's good, right?
You're good.
Got check, we're check. All good. Yeah.
Okay, everyone's getting organized. And, whoops. It's Smoketober, brothers and sisters. Just in case you're wondering. And
we just got laid. I like that.
Yep, you got laid.
I got
and,
laid.
Well, you got laid, but I like your boobs just the way
I
they
did
are.
Get laid today. Yeah.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah, like on a set.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. On a set.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have sex.
I do
on
adult
the set.
Video, yeah.
Okay.
Comedians,
just not on your
yeah.
show. I
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it on
can
my show, but we're taking things gradually on the show, you know. It's
yes.
already really incredibly trashy.
Okay.
It's so trashy already.
Have you showed your gorgeous boobs on the show?
Oh, for sure. There's
oh,
always
okay.
flashing, and we've ripped tape off my boobs, and we pulled the crotch aside. Yeah, we actually showed a little bit of porn and penetration when I did my first hardcore video. We showed that. And Drome Box, everyone was like, holy shit, there's porn on Drome. You know, it was like it was a big deal.
Right.
you were next to a star of Winnetka.
Yeah. So do you like to dance? Are you a dancer?
No.
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 No, I have no coordination at all.
Really?
No, I'm a sitter. I'm just a sitter.
You're a sitter?
Yeah. Adventures in sitting.
Because I would think that would be a way to pick up cubs.
Oh, you don't even need, you know, you could be like a chain to the floor or something. You'd be like,
that's
come
true.
Down to my basement. I'm tied up. Let's talk about the 80s. I'll teach you things. They would come over.
I'll teach you.
Yeah.
They're so desperate. It's so cool.
Now, is Fido here one of your cubs?
No.
No.
He's actually the DP on my show, but he really got into the whole lifestyle, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. The lifestyle of being a dog.
Yeah.
Being a pet.
Yeah, being my pet, and he's a really good he's a really good photographer, videographer. He's really good with
a
computer.
Good pet?
He's
That's
a damn
good pet.
Pet.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rescue.
A photographer.
He's a rescue.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. He's really cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
He gets a little jealous of some of the cubs. He is
he
in
does.
His late 30s, actually. In dog years, that's really old, you know?
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah. He
but
gets
he's
a little
still
jealous.
Younger than you.
He's quite a lot younger than me, so,
yes.
you know, I can put up with him.
Right. Right. You don't put up with older men.
They're going to, you know, they're going to tell me what to do, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. I always knew dogs
I'm
had
too
a
insecure.
Good
life. I'm too insecure for older men. That's probably what it is. It's on me, you know? Yeah, they're going to check
at least you own your,
you
own it, you know?
Yeah,
that
I own it. I own it, you know?
I don't know if you're too insecure. I think you just have people have preferences.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah I've always been
That's
in the
right,
younger
Dr.
dudes.
Black.
Thank
yeah.
you.
We're not insecure. Not at all.
And you need whatever is going to make you happy.
Exactly.
Give
Turn
you pleasure.
You
yeah.
Give you pleasure. I want to say that again. Give you pleasure. Because I read this piece the other day about how pleasure is not happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very complicated. And I think it was talking about fleeting pleasures.
That's what it
fleeting
is.
Fleeting pleasures
it's
are
very,
not But pleasure
temporary.
Can be an... It doesn't have to be, though. You can experience ongoing pleasure at who you are and where you're at and who you love. And
yeah, I believe that.
And that's happiness.
Takes some effort.
Then that's happy. Anyway, It's very philosophical. So I think that you're giving me great pleasure, and so are you.
Yes,
and and even the dog here. And, of course, Gypsy always gives me pleasure. And Trump, it gives me pleasure to step on your balls. And I think, well, you were going to... I was going to have you sing something.
Yeah, we need...
I don't know if it should be... But you wouldn't dance. You wouldn't dance. Would
you, don't
you just
want that.
Stand up?
One of the other girls would be way better.
Maybe first we had to sign off.
Even the dog would be better.
I was just we had to find out where to find honesty. Everybody. And then...
Yeah.
You know then he can sing. And then...
I'll do
oh, you
want to
do that
Susan
first,
wants,
or you
want
to do the song first, and then we'll sit down and
well,
find
if
out
if you
want to
do that, but after this song, it's kind of you have to get serious about.
Yeah, that's okay.
Out where
I
to
can.
Find
I can.
I'll do a weird dance. I cannot guarantee
oh.
it's going to be
oh,
sexy.
Oh yeah,
man.
Weird hey. Dance is great.
How about with my pet, like something weird? I don't know.
With your pet, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she could keep it sexy. She could help a lot.
Okay.
Maybe T so, can maybe T can come
maybe
up.
Maybe I can
there.
Get a breast exam from her, you know.
I like all
the
these things.
T back there.
T.
T. Right?
That's Bridget.
Oh,
you're
T. Oh, that's Bridget.
It's Bridget.
Yeah.
Who's T?
No, there's a lady named T out there. She might be out there. She might
oh,
be there.
Shit. I'm so sorry. I was
T, come was on up here. T.
Is she over there, Johnny? Oh, okay.
Okay, that's okay. We have three beautiful ladies that can make awkward happen.
I'm now going to put him
without
in his place.
Tea.
All right. So I think because she's ready
without
to do
tea,
a weird
coffee.
Dance.
You're going
to
do
that,
a weird dance with your
we should
human dog.
And since last week you said
you're listening, this is not a real dog.
We are one. Now you should sing she.
Yeah.
Bad.
She bad. She bad.
She
bad. Can handle she bad.
A cougar.
She's a cougar.
And she bad.
Sexy.
She bad.
Sexy cougar.
She bad. She bad.
Oh.
She's so bad.
You think too much. You think too
bad. Oh, you think too much. You should be spanked.
What happened?
You should be spanked.
All right. Here he comes.
Oh. We might have to get to
everyone's.
The pet.
I'm dancing, but I'm still seated.
The pet has to move.
The dog. Get the dog.
Dog, move.
Step on
no, I mean, dog, you should be crawling.
The
crawl.
Wolf is the wolf. The wolf is here, not
go.
The dog. The
he's
wolf
gonna
is here.
He's going to find a little seat.
The wolf is here, not the
near
dog.
Near your dog or near
yes,
or
yes,
something.
Yes, the wolf.
You just be part of like the chorus line here with Ikor in the middle, right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You got it? Look, look. Look, 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 look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in the smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, silver dollar, made me holler. What up, though? It's to make my presence known. I'm a wolf, I roam, and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from my ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like she bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Ooh, look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at her pop that thing bang. Got him ready to spend some dope. We up in Bonobo, they showing me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man I don't even know, but this night is just that deal, she ill, she said to keep your bills and strap on, hold on real tight, to these thighs and ride this thrill, I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me, let me have it, no static, the baddest one in the club, right here, yes sir, I ain't lying, I'm blind, she got it like that, she bad, look how she shake that thing, look how she make it bang, look how she drop it low, yeah, that girl can go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop.
cause you got me hurt by the way you pop and the way you pop. It got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody wants you to do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang, bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way you shake your ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she's time, no mind. Look how she shake that thing, look how she make it burn. Look how she drop it low, ooh, damn. That girl from your dudes be taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing up like she bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she shake it. Yeah, that girl can go. Yeah, she bad, she bad. She bad, she bad. Doc Rock is bad. Yeah, 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 yeah. Look how she make it. Come on, yeah, that girl can go. She bad. One more time, she bad.
She bad.
Yeah,
she bad.
Yeah.
Ecor the Wolf in Bonoboville. Woo!
Wee!
Well, you're definitely getting into your Trumpocalypse therapy here, Sally Mullins. Woo!
Got the workout.
All right, so Kink Month 3 in Bonoboville has been very delightful. So Smoketober, is it all October or does it end now?
Smoketober is every day, you know what I mean?
Every
it'll be
day!
It'll be Smokevember.
Yeah, that's a little harder to say though.
Yeah, smoke September
kind of flows.
Smokeuary.
Smokesember.
Smokeuary.
Smokeuary. Yeah.
Smokefruary.
Look at those fabulous green cross.
I know.
These nails are just gorgeous.
Green crossed out.
We gotta get these nails.
Exactly. You need to like see
Brigitte.
That.
Okay, so where do we find you people, you Smoketober people?
Well, you can fit me, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, fit. Just fit me at Ecor, IKKOR, LATalkLive.com. Check me out every first Friday of the month for the Wolf's Den. I bring in artists to perform. We get it in. It's like a basically a mini concert every first Friday of the month. So if you have any artists that have the music registered, copywritten, then they get spins with us. They earn their royalties. So.
The Wolf's Den.
All right.
From the Wolf's Den to the Womb Room.
To the Womb Room.
Oh, yeah. And now, Brigitte, I mean, are you incognito, or do you have something
Brigitte.
To promote?
Brigitte.
Brigitte, okay.
Brigitte.
Do we want to promote her, or is she going to stay mysterious? All right, she's...
I'm on the down low.
She's on the down low.
She's just Brigitte.
I'm just me, exactly.
Okay, cool.
So, I'm just along for the ride.
You can find her if you see her.
Where's your microphone?
That's where you find
dear.
Her if you see her.
Microphone.
Here, baby.
Thank you.
All right, so.
Oh, okay. Sally Mullins 1 on Twitter, and Sally Mullins 818 on Instagram, and then we have a new Instagram for Hello Cougar. We'd love some more followers on that because it's pretty new.
Now you have a Hello Cougar on Facebook, but nobody looks like. Anybody takes care of it.
Yeah, we don't want to call anyone out, but it could use a little more love from a certain loving girl. So, it will get a little more tended to, but not by me. I've never been on Facebook. I'm not that much good on Facebook, but I'm on Instagram and Twitter big time.
Okay, big time, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah.
So thanks. Follow her, Sally Mullins 1 or 2?
Mm-hmm. 1, yeah.
Absolutely, number one. And her dog. Her
Shindig 3030. Shindig 3030. His name is Adam.
Adam.
Yeah, really cool guy.
The first man is really a dog. There's something to that, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not watching, this is not a real dog. Okay?
Gypsy Bonobo.
Yeah.
Pop up like a...
The pop-up doll. Yeah. Thing. The pop-up doll.
I love the pink curls.
Okay, so we're going to be back next week with Halloween in Bonobo-ville with Madame Marguerite and somebody else, Raven. Raven Ray. Raven Ray is coming actually on Spanksgiving.
Right.
Sorry. So, but this great mistress that does this thing called Wick with a candle.
Wick. Oh, yeah.
And, and then the week after that is the fourth anniversary of the Bonobo Way.
Yeah.
And Max's birthday celebration, because I gave it to him. That was his present. And so we're going to celebrate that on November 4th. So come bearing, you know, alms, gifts.
And registered at Macy's.
Right, yes. So that's November 4th. And then we're going to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Love Vegas.
I know. We're going to have fun. We're going to go give a Bonobo Way of peace through pleasure in the land of what they call the biggest gun shooting ever in America, although it wasn't, because Wounded Knee was worse. Of course, that was a government-sanctioned shooting of Native Americans. Okay, right. The thought is there. Right.
Yeah.
And it was that was bad, but this was also bad. Okay, it was really bad. And as a matter of fact, we have friends of friends that lost their lives there. So we feel really kind of moved to go to this city, which of course has lower rates now that everybody's afraid to go there. So it's kind of cool in that way, and also just feels right to take the message of the Bonobo Way of peace through pleasure to Vegas, you know, and to the Erotic Heritage Museum that that we visited about 5 years ago, where I got my second doctorate, which was fun. And it's a great museum. It's like huge. It's, I don't know, maybe the biggest erotic museum in the world. It's gigantic. It's beautiful and it's amazing. And if you're in Vegas, what else do you have to do on a Saturday afternoon at 2:00 p.m.? You should come. And then we'll be back for Spanksgiving with Madame Raven Ray. So get your butts ready, and we're going to spank that turkey right out of you. That's right. Spanksgiving,
spank that
it's
meat
a
up out.
Bonoboville tradition.
You're going to lay a turkey.
And then I don't know what. Oh, we're going to do something with Christine Dupre and couples. Something. All right, so lots to do. Captain Max, do you have any final opinions?
Yeah, resist. These are fascists. These are Nazis. These want to take away our rights.
Remove Trump and Pence.
Remove them.
Both.
Just remove them.
Trump and Pence.
Yeah. I somehow feel like we could deal with Ryan. He just seems like a total sellout.
He's kind of hot.
Yeah, he's kind of hot. He's got that widow's peak and everything, and rolls up his sleeves. Pence is dangerous. Yeah, we got to get rid of him. So, yeah, that's true, Captain Max. And we got to take a knee. How do you do this? Right? In high heels. Take a knee.
Take a knee with him. Go ahead.
Because I am so excited. In a way, Trump has brought this movement to
forefront.
To the forefront, right. It's amazing. Negativity can really do positive things.
Right.
It is amazing, and it's meaningful. And I don't know if he'll do anything to police brutality, but you know, anything is worth trying.
If
right?
he doesn't, somebody will, so...
Yeah. Okay. So that's it for tonight. I love you. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Woo! Woo!
Ooh. Yeah.
Ow!
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.